Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is the most embarrassing thing about wearing skinny jeans. When you come home with a nice looking young lady and you drunk as fuck after a night on the town and you got a little too tipsy and y'all about to do the damn thing, and then you try to take your pants off, but they just get stuck at your calf. And you gotta lay down for the bitch, and you gotta tell her, pull these.
It's the Danny Brown Show. Sit back, relax, you already know why you make studios. Yeah. It's the Danny Brown Show. We about to get live. Let's go. Let's go. It's the Danny Brown Show. Sit back, relax, you already know why you make studios. Yeah. It's the Danny Brown Show. We about to get live. Let's go. Let's go.
Yo, yo, what up, though? It's the Danny Brown Show. Live from Wild Mary Studios. Got the motherfucking Booth Boys with me.
Hey.
Yo, yo.
What's up, man? How y'all motherfuckers doing?
Doing good, man. How are you?
Sick as fuck.
Yeah.
Shit, man. My motherfucking sciatica been flaring back. Goddamn NBA 2K23 came out, man. I'm already on my motherfucking third build. I think I'm like $300 in already. The motherfucker ain't been out a month. But yeah, it's been a good time, though. I'm happy to see the NBA preseason is back as well. But yeah, man, NBA 2K, man, they got to stop this, man. This is madness, man. This is one of the most expensive games I think ever been created on Earth, man. And you always say to yourself, like, man, I'm not about to make another bill. Like, fuck that shit, man. Because, your first bill is always going to be trash. That's just, it is what it is. The first bill is always going to be trash. So you're like, all right, fuck it. You know, you get your rebirth. And then they set you up with that. Oh, we're going to give you a rebirth. You can get out of 90, you already out of 90. Nigga, then you still got to spend all that shit, man. I spent 100,000 VC on tattoos yesterday, man. What the fuck is wrong with me, man? God damn it, man. But yeah, man. But I will say it's been great. I've been able to, play my character a lot more with the Steam Deck. Like, even me, when I was in New York, I would just be able to just sit in the fucking... hotel room, practice my jump shot and all that shit, man. So I will say this is great, but I want to bring up one thing, man. I do love that they have the replica builds, and you know, that's when you can, you know, just if anybody don't know, if you know, you know. I ain't about to do that, but they have a thing called replica build, and you can build, actually have like a build of an actual NBA player, and you can have their nickname, you know, as your tag, you know, pretty much. Do you guys know that if you create a Karl Malone build, they call this nigga the Predator? Y'all do know Karl Malone had a baby with a 14-year-old when he was in the NBA, right? NBA 2K, that was like the craziest diss I ever seen in my life, man. So when you create the Karl Malone build, your name is the Predator. Like, I feel like, I don't know, man. Like, that was, oh, man. That was crazy, though, dog. Like, I can't believe that. But ain't nobody playing with the Predator, though. I ain't seen no Predators walking around the park either. They all cold for that shit, though, man. Shouts out NBA 2K, man. Y'all need to, I really feel bad, though, because I know me, I mean, yeah, I'm grown. I go into debt trying to get my motherfucking bill right. But we got kids out here, man. They ain't got no fucking money to be spending all that. And if you was to, like, actually try to do it without, like, buying fucking attributes or fucking, you know, like, bro, it's impossible to have a fucking good build, man. So that's crazy, man. But all right, man.
I mean, I don't play 2K like that, but is it kind of like, if you have the time, if you have the time to invest, can you get just as much as if you have the money, you know what
No,
I'm saying?
No, it's a wrap.
No, it's a wrap. It's just money, no. Money wins.
Yeah, it's just straight. You Never pay mind. To play, baby. Pay Damn. To play. It's fucking, I think, 450,000 VC for $100.
Damn.
So every time you cash, and it's going to take you 100,000 to get your player right. You want to buy some shoes. Motherfucking shoes. I spent motherfucking 20,000 VC on shoes, man. One sitting. You want to buy shoes. Then you want to get tattoos. You want haircuts. You paying for all this. You got to buy gear. You want gear on the court. You want your nigga out there looking plain Jane. You want an Iverson arm sleeve. You want a headband. All that shit costs real money, man.
When did they start charging for that? Because I remember
years.
It's
been years. Yeah. It's been years. I can't even remember when they started. Like I told you, every year I'm spending damn near $300 playing this fucking game, but I'm already 300 in. But I'm having a good time. We'll jump into some Ask Danny. Ask Danny. Like I said, you got questions, I got answers, hit me up at Danny@thedannybrownshow.com. That's Danny@thedannybrownshow.com. Also, you can leave voicemails at 512-522-9256. That's 512-522-9256. Holla at your boy. It's The Rock. All right. Jonah Hill. What's up with my nigga Jonah? What's going on, Danny? I've been a big fan of yours ever since I heard Blueberry, Pills and Coke with you and Darky Freaker. Shouts out, Darky Freaker. I love the video. And also, love the video you did with Jonah Hill for Ain't It Funny. How was working with Jonah Hill, and is he really a funny motherfucker? Love from Warren, Michigan. Bo Jesus. Shouts out to Warren. At the end of the day, I know it's it sounds crazy, but we shot that video in like one day. Like literally, like that was a one. And I've had a lot of video shoots. Sometimes it's just gonna be 2-3 days. This shit was a one day shoot. And I think this was right before, what was the skateboard movie? Mid 90s. Yeah. So that was right before he started to shoot that. And you know, he shot that with a lot of VHS cameras and shit like that. So his whole shit was like this, him shooting my video was pretty much him practice. Like that was his way of like getting a little practice in before he went and got the, you know, before he went and shot the movie and shit. And it was crazy too, cause like he was using these old ass VHS cameras. He's pulling them out like a big ass fucking truck and shit. A big ass fucking white truck and shit. And motherfucker, we got motherfucking, and then he was able to just hit the phone up and have motherfuckers come through, man. Like, so yeah, man, shouts out Jonah Hill. We had motherfucking Gus Van Sant in the video. You know what I'm saying? We had the motherfucking mom from Growing Pains. It's one of my, it is my best video, I would say. I mean, next to Grown Up. I know y'all motherfuckers love Grown Up, but, and Grown Up, I mean, I didn't do shit. I really didn't have nothing to do with that video. All I had to do was just show up and walk. This motherfucking video, it was very intense. It was a very intense shooting schedule because it was all done in one day. But everybody was so professional, you know? So it was easy for him to get it done, man. So, yeah, man, he's a fucking genius, man. Shouts out to him, and I had a great time. Gus Van Sant is a fucking hilarious, man. It was great, man. It was great. One of the best moments of my career, man, I would say, was shooting that video, for real. Because I knew, I remember even in one scene when they got me hitting the meth pipe, my manager was like, oh, do you sure you want to do that? Like, I don't know if that's a good look, Danny. I'm like, man, it's Jonah Hill vision, man. This is video, man. This at the end of the day, man, this, you know, I'm going to just ride with whatever he want me to do, man. I ain't about to be that kind of guy, you know? So it was great, man. Thank you to Jonah Hill, if I never told him. I think I told him 1,000 times at that video shoot, but tell him again in front of the whole world, man. Thank you, Jonah Hill, man. Houses in Detroit. Danny, you often reference your hometown, Detroit. Recently, I've noticed many real estate opportunities in Detroit, Michigan. Why are so many houses in such bad condition? I realize Detroit doesn't have the best social economy on record, but my question remains. I've seen some houses in need of repair for less than $5,000. Should I take a chance on them? See, I feel like that's been a scam. That's been going on in Detroit for like a real long time where they tell you can buy these cheap-ass houses. And they ain't tell you a neighborhood, motherfucker. You think you're going to build that house up and live in that motherfucker? And part two, you think you're going to fix that motherfucker up and get some motherfuckers to move in that motherfucker before you even get that shit done? If you don't live there squatting that shit, watching that shit yourself with a shotgun, niggas going to break in that shit, stealing all the copper wiring, all type of shit, your pipes. You ain't even going to be able to, if you're trying to live in another town and fucking invest in a house in Detroit, and you don't know what hood that is, man. So I just think, and the reason why Detroit's run down is just a city that's just what's forgotten about, man. You got to think, you know, it's one of the most segregated cities in America. And, you know, once like all the big three companies left, it wasn't really, no, it's not really any jobs there like that. Like the auto industry was our industry. So once that shit was taken away from Detroit, you know, a lot of people lost their houses, you know, shit just went down, shit went bad fast. I'm able to say that, I'm old enough to say that I've lived in Detroit where I've seen it. I mean, and even in the 80s, I mean, I guess it was bad, but it was way better than what it is now. you know. But it's still, I feel like it, before COVID happened, we was like, things was looking up. Like downtown, it's a lot of, before I remember coming up, it wasn't shit to do. Now it's a lot of shit to do in Detroit. So that's some cool shit too. Like I wouldn't recommend, like back in the day, I wouldn't recommend people to go there on no tourist shit. Now it's a great tourist location. Shit cheap, it's kind of lawless. You can smoke weed in the streets. I will say shouts out to New York too, man. New York is a different place, man, because I haven't been before COVID happened. And New York with weed is a whole new ball game, man. I swear to God. You don't go nowhere on smell like dope, man. I loved it, man. I was smoking every fucking where I went, man. That shit was, because motherfuckers was going to Rikers Island for a motherfucking joint before, man. Niggas getting caught with weed seeds in the car. They locking your ass up, giving you 5 years in New York. So shit, shots out to New York. You know, you can blow dope in Detroit too, man. So shots out to my hometown. I love that motherfucker. But yeah, man, I will say, man, no, don't do that shit, man. Take that 5K and build you a nice PC. And just chill in the house and, you know, download Steam and play indie games. You know what I'm saying? Next up, we got Furry at Work. Oh, shit. Furries, man. Hey, Danny, I hired a new guy at work and come to find out he's a furry. And hold up. Hey, Danny, I hired a new guy at work and came to find out he's a furry and don't know what to do. What do you mean don't know what to do? At first, I had no idea what it was till I did some research. Now I can't look at the dude the same. Everything keeps getting weirder and weirder. Meaning he keeps trying to get me to go to a convention and tries to be boys with me. But dude is really weird. Need some advice. What do you mean you need some advice? That seems like you furry curious. You just trying to see how my boy feel about this. I told you one time I was on tour in, I think it was maybe Pennsylvania somewhere. And we were staying at a hotel that a furry convention was held at. And these motherfuckers is freaky, man. I mean, I thought it was like some cool, you know, we're going to dress up in costumes and do some chop. No, they be fucking in them costumes. And them costumes be stinking. These motherfuckers be wearing diapers, just pissing and shitting in their costume. Just being nasty degenerates. I don't think it's a furry that can't. How can you be a furry and not be? It might start out innocent. It might start out at child play. These motherfuckers, it's documentaries on YouTube you can watch about these niggas, man. These niggas be doing wild shit to animals too, man. I don't fuck with that shit, man. So, no, fuck them furry niggas, man. It's like, I ain't gonna say it like that, man, but. Oh, I guess so, though, man. If I don't know, because can you get canceled for talking shit about furries?
I don't think so.
Yeah, well, fuck them niggas, man.
Not yet.
Not yet, yo. I know, right? For you know it, motherfucking, this is a motherfucking furry in office and shit. Yeah. Only furry I respect is Sonic Fox, man. That's it, man. Yeah, that's only furry we respect is Sonic Fox, man. Everybody else, man, you know, I don't know, man. But he might be getting to some degenerate behavior with the way he ripping that shirt off right there, man. I ain't never seen that picture. He getting a little wild, man. Yeah.
Yeah, he lucky he wins.
Yeah, yeah,
he lucky,
man.
He wins.
So yeah, only furry we fuck with is Sonic Fox, man. Facts, man. I guess we're gonna start off early, man. Spin the motherfucking wheel. Once Sonic Fox start losing, it's gonna be fuck him too.
That's what I'm trying to tell you.
Magician, it depends on what kind of magician, man. Cause like, man, I don't know, man. Like Chris Angel type niggas. Like, fuck them type of magicians. You know what I'm saying? But like David Blaine is cool. Like, I like that nigga.
Hold on, what's the difference?
I don't know, man. Chris Angel, man. I don't know. He's just like a failed pickup artist. And was like, you know what? Fuck it. I'm gonna do magic and shit. Cause both of them the same. Being a pickup artist is lightweight a magician. These motherfuckers just lying, doing illusions and shit. You get what I'm saying? They doing whatever you can to do some fucking trickery and shit, man. But I don't know, man. I feel like, man, magicians. I think my mom bought me a magic set when I was a kid. Like, you know, like reading shit and all like that, man. But I don't know, man. Only magician I respect is Nathan Fielder. think he tried to be a magician when he was a kid, man. Yeah, man. That's my dog. That's my dog, man. So, yeah. He used to do magic tricks when he was a kid, man. So, yeah, I fucks with Nathan Fielder, man. But, yeah, man. Magic, I mean, that is tight, though. Like, I don't know. I've never been, yeah, the Claw of Shame, man. That was the best magic trick ever in the world. So, yeah, the top magician in the world is Nathan, man. So, yeah, I fuck with magicians because I fuck with Nathan, man. I don't fuck with hypnotists. Now, that's why I don't fuck with, like, especially the creepy ones that'll be, like, at a show or something and be like, have an orgasm on stage. Then you up there acting like you busting a nut and shit. Then you come back to reality and got to go to get a drink at the bar with everybody else. Fuck them type of niggas, man. Because I think I kind of believe in that shit a little bit, you know? Like, I do kind of believe, like, you can hypnotize people with certain shit. I feel like they put certain shit in probably, like, commercials and shit. Especially, like, fast food commercials. That's the dumbest shit. Like, I definitely don't be thinking about no Taco Bell or something. You see a new Taco Bell commercial for the double chalupa crunch or something. You be looking at that bitch like, damn, man. Let me get that double chalupa crunch. Knowing goddamn well that shit gonna fuck your stomach up. My old ass for sure. I'm like, fuck it, give me a Baja Blast. Next thing you know, you ain't ate this year. So I think fast food commercials hypnotize me. Because I know I don't be wanting to eat that shit, but I still buy it. So yeah, fuck them niggas too. Let me stop, man. Because my favorite shit is, man, and that's the worst. That's what I'm trying to tell y'all. My favorite fast food restaurant, I was just talking about this on Are You Garbage, man. It's White Castles, man. I love me some fucking White Castles. And now that I live in fucking Austin, Texas, man, they ain't got no White Castles, man. I miss it, man. I do, man. It's a pop-up. They got a pop-up in Austin. My girl, you know, she makes a nice replica. She makes me nice replica version of White Castle burgers. And I would say they're close. But, you know, it's still, it ain't out the, I think it's the cardboard box. You got to get the taste of a cardboard box, a moisture, you know, the moisture, the smoke from it, it get a little wet. You know what I'm saying? You grab it. And they got good mustard, too. White Castle has great mustard, man.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
At Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care. And we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
All right, next. Oh, we got some freestyles. Let's jump into them.
Let me hear you bust a freestyle.
See what these niggas talking about this week, man. They gonna bum me out again with some emo bars.
Yup. First up, we got Gloomy Days.
What the fuck?
Shouts out. Chainsaw Man Freestyle.
Oh, shit.
They call me Chainsaw. Settle devil in the lower levels. Pedal to the metal, heat wilting flower petals. Bloody and disheveled, soul blacker than the kettle. With the hymns of dead rebels, in my dirty misery I revel. I'm so messed up, I wanna be a dog. Some call me the devil, ones that fear me call me God. Though perspective has its flaws, they'll still praise and applaud. I just need them to bleed, screaming devil with a chainsaw. I'm my own worst enemy, got a tendency, making inner demons friends of me, liars as they tend to be, spitting blood for serenity, but I remember, see, what it's like to be alone, left to die with no identity, chains boiled in bloody soils, my salvation, my remedy, remember my name, Chainsaw, blame laws for same flaws, the strain draws, setting flames to claim fraud, as they aim claws to shame broad, I am bloodstained raw, I am bloodstained God.
I mean, I don't know what the fashion choice of with the mask. Because all it made me, I couldn't even listen to the rap. Because all it made me do is think about Don't Hug Me, I'm Scared. And how much the second season has came out. And I ain't even seen that shit yet. And shouts out to ExpressVPN. I'm able to change my location to be able to watch it. Yeah, he remind me of fucking Red Guy with the fucking that fucking mask on. So if you guys don't know what Don't Hug Me, I'm Scared is, one of my fucking favorite YouTube shows that's end up, you know, they got picked up on a network, I think now, yeah. So you know, it been years. It been fucking a long ass fucking time, man. But I really love that fucking shit, man, where somebody could make some creative ass shit on YouTube and now they get that shit picked up by a network. So I know shit's gonna be extra fire. They got a bigger budget. So yeah, man, I'm about to use my ExpressVPN to change my location to the UK so I'm able to watch this. So yeah, shouts out to, yeah, I follow Cuz on Twitter. He followed me back, man. Don't hug me, I'm scared, man. But yeah, man, I'm sorry, man. I that's all I was thinking about. Don't hug me, I'm scared. Next up.
Next up, we have Eden Dowlin.
Yo. Checky. I think I figured it out, allow unlimited doubt. I see a mimicking cloud, I feel a shiver, a shout. I'm uninhibited now, no more to live in it now. No more than if I'm allowed, that wasn't really my style. Find me digging around, to assemble the sound. Rigid, I'm bound to, weirder than down. But with us amount, gain a little renown. Dunno, but don't shift in the bout. This position devout, whether the cricket's a crowd or hip to my vow, I've been gifted the gal. Now that is the wit of the owl, in the head of the simplest child. Wild, even in the face of the imminent row, deliver somehow, deliver the wild factor. Now that's the preeminent goal, flout stature. So when I'm down, I can bounce back up. No slouch, I'll pass you with astounding posture and a cheeky grin. Cause I can see within the seeds of sin as we rescind any offer of allegiance sin. No, I don't mean to offend, but we see it as weakening. I'm trying to pull from much, much deeper within. Yeah.
Shots out, man. I will say, man, this is one of my favorite styles of rapping. I know you guys probably, you know, just a normal motherfucker probably hearing this shit and it's like, whatever. But what he's doing, he's rhyming and he's doing what I call triple rhymes. But most of the time you hear people rap and it's be like, you know, the last word only rhymes. The last three words rhyming with everything that he's doing. And that's really a high level of rap. I did that a lot in his last album, on Quaranta. That was like my style. Like every time, like, that's one thing I try to do, too. With every album, I try to pick, like, what I want to do, like far as, like, my, like, you know, if you're, like, an MMA fighter, like, what's this, what is it going to be? It's going to be a ground game this time. It's going to be fucking stand-up. It's going to be so, like, with Triple X, that was more like a punchline-based album. And then, you know, with Old, I mean, that was pretty much me, like, trying to flex my, like, double time skills, you know? And then you had Atrocity Exhibition, which is pretty much wordplay. And then when you get, you know what I'm saying, that was pretty much like a combination of all of them in some sense, without, I mean, not the double time because I wasn't making those kind of songs, but just pretty much, you know, punchline wordplay and doing, starting to do triple rhyming too. Now with Quaranta, you know, I've been doing triple rhyming for a minute now, so I really, you know, flex my muscle with doing triple rhyming. I can't even rap single words no more. Like, I think it's all got to be triple now, man. So shouts out to him. That's a very high level way of rapping, man. What's his name? I'm sorry.
Eden Doubt.
Yeah, shout out to Eden, man. Yeah, I see what you're doing. I see what you're doing, man. You know, so regardless of what he said in that rap to me, I already knew he, you know, that was some high level shit. And I know, all right, whatever. Let's go. Spin the motherfucking wheel, man. Nazis. That's all I'm going to say. But so, yeah, y'all see that shit, man. I ain't going to lie, man. I remember that shit first came around. And I was like, man, niggas paying all this money to be monkeys? Something about this don't seem right. You know, like, it just didn't seem right. And I was like, I mean, you could pick anything else. Like, I don't know, man. But something about it always rubbed me around way a little bit. But I was kind of jealous. I was like, shit, I want a bored ape too. That shit worth how much? Shit, I want one of them bitches too. I ain't have it like that to be buying no motherfucking bored ape, man. But damn, when that shit came out, that they was on some racist shit for real, I'm like, damn, man, how stupid would you look if you had one? You spent a whole bunch of money on that shit. I feel like that's the type, and they just sitting back laughing at a nigga, man. That shit is hilarious to me. Part two, they hit the lick, so shit, they did their damn thing, man. That's the American dream. I mean, all that crypto NFT shit, man, it always just seems scammy to me, to be honest, man. You know, I mean, I don't know, man. That's just me. I'm from the old school. I used to get food stamps. I told y'all. Last thing I'm trying to do is fucking spend mad money on a digital art piece, man. My mama beat my ass if I bought an NFT. I know I'm 40 years old, but let my mama find out I own a Bored Ape. She'll beat my motherfucking ass over that, man. I know that. I ain't stupid, man. So, yeah, man. But, yeah, man, that is, man. To take the gamble, get the risk, man, whatever. I don't know, man. That shit is crazy, man. So, we jump to some white people shit.
White people shit.
Oh, shit. We got two of them? Oh, shit. All right. So, white people shit is, why do these pink-ass motherfuckers put ketchup on eggs or put dream catchers in their rearview mirror? Now, ketchup on eggs, I wouldn't say that's like white people shit. I mean, that's like hood niggas do that kind of shit, too. I'm more of a hot sauce kind of egg guy. You know what I'm saying? I throw some hot sauce on my shit. But if you eating, like, you ever had, like, some hash browns, and you throw some ketchup on your hash browns and a little ketchup touch your egg, it ain't a big deal. Motherfuckers, you know, I mean, that's not a big deal. I don't think ketchup on eggs is a big deal. Now, the dream catchers in the rearview window, that's the, That's the toe ring bitches right there. That ain't no That's the toe ring bitches, man. That ain't, what are you talking about, man? So that's dope. I mean, you got a, you know, three hole gang. You can't hate on them, man. They trying to, hey, part two, if you in a car with a bitch and she got a dream catcher, you might be the dream. What are you talking about? She wielded your ass in that motherfucker, man. You should be scared. You should be like, damn, dream catchers is real. That might be some good game to run on a toe ring, bitch. Get in their car, she got to, oh yeah, you caught them, baby. The dream is here. Your dreams have been fulfilled. You know what I'm saying? She'll love that shit. I'm telling you, you're my soulmate. I saw this dream catcher in a dream. And look at her in her eyes. Yeah. White people shit. Future farming of America. What's up, Danny? I just started listening to you. And I come from rural America. Shouts out to rural America. Out here, we got a bunch of white people shit. One is FFA. That's Future Farmers of America. They do shit like livestock judging to soil contests. They also do shit like bring your tractor to school day. If I think of more country white folks shit, I'll hit you up. Keep up the good work, homie. I would definitely say there's some white people shit. But I will say this some fly-ass white people shit, though. Because this culture. You know what I'm saying? Motherfuckers staying true to their shit. These niggas ain't getting lost in TikTok. They ain't getting lost in what the fucking internet doing and all that shit. They still living tradition. You know what I'm saying? They still living out traditional, man. So I would love, because, you know, black folks, man, our traditions ain't that fun. You know, just being in the hood and shit, that's fucked up. So at least y'all niggas got y'all own shit, man. I will say, man, I don't want to grow up on no motherfucking farm. This shit look like hard work. Motherfucker waking you up talking about get the eggs and, you know, barrels of hay and all that shit, taking care of that shit. But I will say, I did see great reviews on Farming Simulator. So I'm actually thinking about making that purchase, man. I seen they had a Farming Simulator booth at one of the conferences, maybe E3 or something like that. And motherfuckers was at that motherfucker like it was Fortnite. Nigga was in that bitch turned up. I'm like, oh, I gotta buy this. I'm about to buy Farming Simulator. So that shit might be tight. Cause I'm gonna tell y'all like this, man. As much as I love Power Wash Simulator, man, it's nothing worse, man, than you having a 99% on a level and you can't find where that little piece of dirt at. You like, what the fuck is going on? You looking under tables, man. I'm on this one fucking patio, man. I swear to God, I'm 99% in. I can't figure out where the fucking rest of, where this little dirt at. I keep hitting. I know what you're talking about. I know what you're saying. You got to hit the one button to see where the dirt at. No, I mean, I've been doing all that shit. Oh, you can clean trains? Damn. I want to clean a train. Fuck. I'm gonna go on YouTube when I go home today. I'm gonna look up some tutorials and shit, man. Cause I gotta beat this board, man. I'm tired of this shit, man. Fucking Power Wash Simulator, man. It is still one of my favorite games of this year, though. I will say that. And I tell y'all, man, Cyberpunk, man. Cyberpunk is fucking amazing, man. I'm having, bro, man. That's all. I mean, I play it a lot on my Steam Deck. I don't really play it at my PC. And, you know, but, man, dog, they are doing amazing things with Cyberpunk, man. I know it was a meme when it first came out. It was all glitchy. It was all fucked up and this and that, man. But, goddamn, man. Cyberpunk is fucking great right now, man. I love that shit, man.
I mean, it's dope, but it's still bugs.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? I mean, but it's not. I don't know. I've seen crazy shit. But I don't even, it don't affect my gameplay experience, though.
That's fair.
You feel what I'm saying? I seen some little fucked up shit. I'm like, yeah, that was crazy, man. But I don't really feel like it affected my fucking gameplay, though. You know? So would you rather?
Would you rather?
Would you rather fight one Hans Kim-sized Joe Rogan? Or two or three Joe Rogan-sized Hans Kims? I mean, it's Hans Kim. It don't matter, man. At the end of the day, man, one thing you got to understand about fighting and all that shit, man, that's about what you got in your heart, man. So Hans Kim at Joe Rogan size or two or three Joe Rogan Hans Kim size, they getting these hands regardless of what's going down. Hans, my nigga, man. Hans, my nigga, man. Like, dog, but yeah, he getting them hands going down. It don't matter what size he is, man. But I'm putting the tips on cuz. I don't even hear nothing about that, man. I swear to God, I'm putting the tips on cuz, man. But yeah, Hans is a funny motherfucker. His ass supposed to be down here one day, man. What the fuck? Hans, you got to pull up, man. You got me hot. I gave this nigga some fucking Balenciagas the other day. The Bordeaux's. They say that nigga ain't took them bitches off yet. He has some crazy ass church shoes on, man. I'm like, what the fuck is these church shoes? Them bitches look like the Bruno Magli's OJ killed them bitches with. I'm like, man, what the fuck is these shoes, man? You supposed to be an ill ass fucking comedian and shit, man. Give me those fucking Bruno Magli's, man. Take these fucking Balenci's and I bounce. I do shit like that. I think that's my my calling in life. I'm always giving shit away, man. But sometimes I'm like, fuck, man, I gave that hoodie away. It's just some type of shit that I do. I don't know. I'm just crazy with that kind of shit, man. But yeah, man. Last night I saw Hans Kim ass last night, man. That nigga was at the Vulcan at the David Lucas shit, man. Yeah, man. Y'all got to pull up on Sunday. I'll be up there, man. Holla at us, man. That shit is fun as fuck. Like I got to say, man, they always got me fucking coming up there rapping and shit, man. I'm just trying to chill out. I'm thinking I'm coming to support a friend and shit. And the motherfucker always like, man, come on, man. Just get up there and say something. Get up there. Come on, man. You here. You here. You might as well. Comedians, man. Y'all motherfuckers got away. Y'all motherfuckers got a way of making a nigga do some shit he don't want to do, man. I don't know what that shit is, man. Is that like a, I guess that's like a trick, man. I guess some type of psychology shit or something, man. I bet you like some of the top motherfucking comedians or some probably took like some, I don't know. I ain't gonna say that shit. I ain't gonna say that shit, man. So come on, spin a wheel again, man. We spinning a wheel today, man. Country music. It's obviously something I used to hate on all the time. You know, you're from rap. You know, you listen to rap music and shit. But, you know, growing up, I would say I always been exposed to, like, a lot of different genres. I would say one of the most influential things was having a DJ in Detroit. His name was Mojo. And Mojo would fucking play all type of shit. He'll play rap. He'll play techno. He'll play rock. He'll play fucking... It wasn't a genre that he didn't touch. He'll play jazz. But everything he played was fire. And I always talk shit about country music. I never really didn't think I'd be into country music. But once your ass move to Texas, you know what I'm saying? You get into a fight with your lady or something, my nigga. You hop in that Uber or something. They got that shit on. You be looking out the window and shit. You start feeling the nigga like, man, damn, man, what song is this? I get it, man. You have a couple drinks. But then you realize, man, Texas music, man, is ratchet, man. These motherfuckers be saying more crazier shit than what niggas be saying in rap songs. These niggas be beating bitches up. They be doing all type of shit. Robbing niggas, fucking other niggas hoes, telling them about it, what you gonna do about it type shit, man. These niggas, man. Then the women, they be having songs like, I stabbed that nigga in the kitchen, caught that nigga with my sister. Like, dog, what the fuck is you talking about? But I will say, just that whole culture of that shit, like we just talking, what do you call that shit? Two-step? I went to a two-step bar one time.
Yeah.
Out here, man. Yeah, we just talk to you with that shit, chat. That shit is fun in a motherfucker, though, man. I ain't gonna lie. It did feel a little dangerous. Because, you know, you seen that you had the Mexican niggas in there. They got their cowboy shit on. You see them big-ass white boys with their cowboy that you know these niggas done said nigga before. I know this nigga done said nigga. You can't tell them you ain't said nigga before. It's cool. I ain't tripping. I just know you did before. Them type of niggas. I'm even looking at the art on the walls in the motherfucker. That shit looking a little weird. Like, man, what this shit mean? And this is around the time I was wearing my cowboy shit, too. So I thought I fit right in. But no, you don't. You a nigga with some cowboy shit on. So they looking at you even extra hard. Like, what's up with this nigga? But I had a good time, though, man. I will go back. I feel like you got to kind of wear some cowboy shit, too, just to blend in so you won't really be tripping too hard. Because, I mean, you go in showing up with a Balenciaga jogging suit on. They might just whoop your ass for coming up in that motherfucker, man. So, But I did have a good time. I will say that. And even that, just that whole culture, man. I would love to go to a rodeo, man. Y'all niggas don't want to fuck with the rodeo.
I'm down.
Yeah, I know that shit. I know that shit probably stink. It's gonna smell like Dimer crib. But but we can definitely, man, hit a rodeo, man. Just that whole cowboy culture. I think you need to engulf yourself in being the fact that you have the opportunity to being in Texas. You know, being up north, man. I mean, what the fuck we gonna do? Go motherfucking sledding or some shit. Like that's the only thing you can do in Michigan. And it don't even snow like that no more. I guess motherfuckers like to fish and shit. Motherfuckers go fishing. Y'all niggas be fishing?
Not really.
Not too much, no.
Nah.
That's one thing. You hate it?
Yeah.
I don't know, man. I think, you know, I think I'm at that age now where I might want to try fishing. I don't know. Maybe, you know, they do have the Bass Pro Fishing video game. Maybe I can just get my fix doing that. That's the thing about video games now, man, that I love, man. No matter what you want to do, they got it. They got it for you, man. I swear to God, man. So, yeah, the Bass Pro video games. What? Oh, they ain't made one since that lets you know how old I am. I ain't been one since PS4. They got to have some type of new fishing game, though. You know who else I'm scared of?
Simulator.
Anytime I see, like, a white girl with a Bass Pro Fishing hat on, I'm scared of them bitches, man. Stay away. Or black people with Bass Pro Fishing hats on. That's two people, like, it's just like a red flag, man. If you see a white girl with a Bass Pro Shop hat on, stay away. And if you see a nigga wearing one of these bitches too, stay away. I'm telling you, man, it's bad news for you, man. So you'd rather watch out, man. Also, man, oh no. Ain't nothing else. But yeah, man. Something about this shit just still right. I mean, look at him. You trying to tell me you ain't scared of this nigga? Oh, that's Von Miller. Look, he was a 99 Madden. Yeah, I bet. Shouts out to the, I've been watching football since it's been back. Because, I mean, I ain't really had no, it's been kind of boring, man. Ain't shit on really TV, man. I guess since the, after watching Dimer, I ain't really trying to watch no motherfucking shows and shit no more. So I guess I've been trying to cleanse my palate. And yesterday, I had a good time watching football by myself. I had a few slices of pizza. You know what I'm saying? Feel bad about that shit, man. I'm trying to get on my diet. I mean, it's October, and I always used to be like, man, fuck sober October. You get what I'm saying? It's all about, never sober October. But, man, I've had a real bad past few months. I could have missed that. After I was doing so good. See, me and my drinking, man, and Dr. Drew was telling the truth. Shouts out to Dr. Drew, man. He was right. He was right. And I would tell him, like, no, I'm good. I'm good. Because he right, though, man. If you don't want to drink, you can't do shit. You know, because I will blame. I'm not going to blame the mushrooms on me starting back drinking. But because I will say I always stop drinking, I guess it's my draining out phase. Or anything I do, I'd be like, I'm going to stop doing it for like 3 months. But as soon as I get to that week 6, I just get overconfident. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm good. Like, I can have one. You know what I'm saying? It ain't no big deal. And you know, one drink turned to a bottle, and a bottle turned to a week, and then a week turned to 2 months. So, I mean, I didn't drink June and July, but September and August was fucked up. So, I'm back. I'm trying to do good for the rest of the year, man. But who knows, man? Boozing is what it is, man. I think I just can't have myself in that element, if anything. That's why I don't go out. I don't go out the house. I mean, I never drink at the crib. Really like that. I only drink when I really go out, you know, so. But that's the thing, man. Like, y'all seen me on Kill Tony before. Get too fucked up. You get what I'm saying? Like, if I'm in a drink, especially something about being in comedy clubs where I feel like I can't really, I'm not going to laugh at no jokes sober. You feel what I'm saying? If I ain't had a couple drinks, if I ain't a little tipsy, I'll just be in that bitch, like, almost like studying, like analyzing, you know? Like, because I will even, like, I can even hear a joke and I'd be like, that's fire. But I wouldn't laugh at it. You know what I'm saying? But if I'm drunk, I'm probably fucking disrupting the crowd. You get what I'm saying? I'm crying in that bitch. So, yeah, yesterday was cool, man. Hanging out with David Hines and all that, man. We're going to have a few of the homies pull up eventually on some of the shows, man. Have some more guests and shit, man. I know y'all motherfuckers. I told y'all niggas I don't read the comments, man. But every now and then I peek my head in there. And, you know, I see what y'all niggas be saying, man. And I got to listen to the people, man. So don't even trip. Next up, what we got? Come on, spin the wheel again. Fuck it, man. It's Wheel of Fortune today. I don't know, man. have skinny jeans is in style anymore, man. I mean, I don't wear skinny jeans anymore. I do have like a few pair, and I think if I do wear them, it's almost like me. That's like my version of dressing up. Like put on a pair of skinny jeans with a nice ass shirt, some nice little boots or some shit like that. But other than that, man, skinny jeans at this point in my life, them shit's uncomfortable, man. Like niggas be having a bulge and shit. I remember and then you got to wear certain drawers for skinny jeans. You know, you might as well wear a thong with them motherfuckers, man. Because if you don't, man, like I will say it's crazy now that fat dudes wear skinny jeans. It's nothing worse than they be looking like pugs when they stand up. You know what I'm saying? Fat dudes in skinny jeans is one of the most bizarre things to come about. I'm not trying to. In part two, you can be fat. Look at them. You see the pug right there? That's what I'm talking about. That's how they be looking. That's how fat niggas look in skinny jeans. That's one of my favorite fucking memes. But yeah, man. Cause one of the first persons I ever seen wearing skinny jeans was the Cool Kids. And, you know, that was Mikey Rocks and Chuck English. Chuck English is not, you know, he's a stocky guy. And he always looked cool wearing skinny jeans. There's certain ones that can get away with it. Maxo Cream, for some reason, I feel like he just know how to dress in general. So I feel like he get away with it. But for the most part, like, man, a lot of these niggas, man, they wasting their money, man. And I just think jogging pants are a lot more comfortable than skinny jeans, especially if you fat. Because I've gained a lot of weight before. And it's nothing worse when you so fat, like the top of your jeans start to fold over, and to the point it makes a permanent fold over. So when you put your jeans on, it's just like it's a flap, like it's like this right under your belly, and it creates like a crease, like a cuff. So I know that's happening to these niggas' jeans, man, and that's disgusting. So yeah, man, fat dudes don't wear skinny jeans, and that's why they call it skinny jeans. But there's no such thing as fat jeans. They call them baggy jeans. I mean, the baggy look is just more in style right now anyway. So I don't know why they just, is it fat jeans? Oh, that's a song. Look at them. I see what fat jeans is. I fucks with the fat jeans. Just look at that muffin top right there. You know what that muffin top is, man? That's where that wetness at. That's that secretion, man. You hit that motherfucker on the side when you fucking her, that motherfucker just squirt like boom. I love them bitches with the muffin tops, man. But yeah, man, that shit is unhealthy, man. That shit got to hurt. I'm just saying, though, man. Especially niggas want to have kids and shit, man. They got to do something, man. But kid, I don't know, man. Skinny jeans, man. It's nothing worse, too, when you super drunk at night. This is the most embarrassing thing about wearing skinny jeans. When you come home with a nice-looking young lady and you drunk as fuck after a night on the town, and you got a little too tipsy and y'all about to do the damn thing. And then you try to take your pants off, but they just get stuck at your calf. And you got to lay down for the bitch and you got to tell her, pull these. Now she in the roof trying to snatch your jeans off. You like, yeah, harder. Just, I'm going to get them. You stretching up on the bed. You too drunk for this shit. Once you get the jeans up, like, all the romantic, sexy shit just left the room right now. Because she like, this nigga a bitch. Like, I really feel like all the sexiness has left the room at that moment. You get what I'm saying? So, yeah, man. That's one of those things, man. So, yeah, it's fucking October already. Where did the fucking summer go? Am I the only one that felt like that shit went by fast as fuck?
It went by so fast.
Or maybe I'm just old. I mean, we was working. We was doing this shit the entire time. So maybe that's what it was. Maybe we was working and shit. I don't know. I didn't have that many shows. So I wasn't like traveling like crazy and shit. But it's October now. And I'm not really a big Halloween guy. And we got this show coming up. And they was telling motherfuckers they got to dress up in costumes and shit. And my whole shit, I already knew in my head. I'm like, man, you already know what's about to happen this Halloween, right? It's about to be 100 niggas running around in Dahmer costumes, man. I'm already ready to punch a white boy over this shit, man. Just break a nigga glasses, man. Like, why you running around dressed like Jeffrey Dahmer? You know that nigga used to eat gay black niggas, man. Like, what the fuck is wrong with you, man? You know the worst part about that shit was, man, when they gave the little boy back, that whole situation, just because they were so homophobic. You know, that shit hurt my heart, man. You get what I'm saying? But that was the Midwest for you. I told you, man, back in Detroit, man, I swear to God. If you was gay, motherfuckers was beating you up and shit like that. Like in school and shit. Like if you couldn't handle it and shit like that. And that shit used to always kind of fuck with me. You know what I'm saying? Like, because I always knew that kind of shit wasn't right. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, look, motherfuckers already doing it. Oh, this nigga was that nigga for last year. See, he got. See, last year was probably I feel like motherfuckers wouldn't really know who he was. You know? And the scary shit about that to me is, man, imagine if you had a family that went through that shit. You get what I'm saying? There's still some trauma there. You know, Halloween, you saying motherfuckers dressed like a motherfucker that killed one of your family members and shit. That shit ain't cool, man. So I'm saying to all the people out there, man, I know my voice don't matter that much, but please, man, don't be dressing up like Jeffrey Dahmer for Halloween, man. That shit ain't cool, man. So yeah, let's spin the wheel one more time, man. Then we gonna get ready to get part of this motherfucker. Kwanzaa. Now Kwanzaa, it's pretty much black people Christmas, right?
Yeah, kind of.
Now the thing is always confused me about that's what the see, that's the thing, man. Like we used to get taught about that shit in school and shit. But you know, black kids in the hood, man, it always like, man, but do you get gifts though? What gifts do you get during Kwanzaa? If it's always just about like lighting up the candles and shit. Don't get me wrong, man. I'm not about to talk shit about Kwanzaa. Y'all got me fucked up or try to make any crazy jokes. But I do like the fact that it does last a long time. Now, if you got gifts, like now if it's a way you can like fast foods collaborate, like you can get Burger King's and Taco Bell's together. If it was a way I can like collaborate holidays, like I would mix, you know, if I can get Christmas and Kwanzaa together, like boom, I can put them bitches together and I can get gifts every day, same way like the Kwanzaa shit work. I'll be down with it. But for the most part, man, Kwanzaa's some crazy shit, man. Like I feel like just going on in America, or I don't know if that in general, man, but I know Kwanzaa's, you know, that's a big deal. But they create like holidays for like anything now. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like it's motherfucking like what type of extra weird, just a holiday for anything. Like, you get what I'm saying? Whataburger Day or some dumb shit. Like, you get what I'm saying? Like, who's in charge of making holidays? Is that, like, a thing? Do you have to, like, put a petition in or, like, get people to sign signatures on, like, a GoFundMe or some shit, like, for my holiday? Because I know a few holidays I would like to have. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, how do you create a holiday? Let's think about this. You can create your own, oh, it's a national, oh, shit, see? For the fun of it. To announce a cause. So right now, so this is what I'm getting. I ain't even got to go that far. You got to pay some money. Long as you're willing to donate, because this ain't for free. Long as you really want donate to the cause, you can get any holiday you want. You know what? That's a fire ass birthday gift. I'm gonna buy my bitch a holiday. I just thought about that shit. That's romantic as fuck. Like, you know what? This your holiday. You gotta create a romantic ass name. How much is it though? That shit might be expensive though. While I'm talking shit, $5,000. Oh, just to rent to create a holiday and be a part of. Yeah, $5,000. That's fire. That's a fire ass gift. Oh shit! I just told everybody I'm about to do this shit though. I can't do this shit now. Oh, it starts from $5,000. I wonder what it's like. But what's the $5,000 holiday? They're going to give you like April. They're going to give you February 31st or something. Like, that's what it's going to be. At low range, you're going to get February 30th up in 31st. But if you want to get, you know, and then that means you can't get holidays on days that have holidays. So you got to erase all those days. You know, I should just buy my birthday, though, and make that shit National Danny Brown Day. That's a good one.
Yeah.
My shit March 16th. So that's right before St. Patrick's Day. So, you know, my whole shit is about getting drunk and shit. So niggas would be lit. It'd be like pregame, Freedom of Information Day. Suck my dick, man. You motherfucker done bought my day for that bullshit. Freedom of Information Day. What is this day? What does this mean? We got to have a talk, man. I got to join this cause. What is it? What is this?
These are all the holidays on March
16th. Kick Butts Day? Not on my day. Lips Appreciation Day? Oh, this is all the March 16th?
Yeah.
See, man, I don't want no holiday on another nigga day, though. I need my Black Press Day. What's that?
National Artichoke Hearts Day.
Black Press Day might, that sound like for gangbangers. Like any nigga run up, you can press any nigga this day. Like Black Press Day. Where you from, nigga? You got it, you been looking at that nigga. Curlew Day. What does curlew mean?
Chad.
Oh, Chad gotta know what curlew mean.
I do not.
We gotta see, I Google words all the time. Oh, it's birds.
It's a bird.
Oh, that's a curlew. Fuck that. Oh man. This shit is going bad. It's just going from worse to... what do curlews do? Why you gotta be on my day?
Ain't that bird from that meme? When it's like, fucking shit, doom, 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 just dancing with a meme. Isn't that
I think I seen one of them niggas in Australia, man, at Nando's. Nigga took one of my chickens. I ain't making this up, man. We couldn't eat outside. We like, we out of here, man. Go back to the hotel room. Curlew's eating motherfucking food off your plate. Come on, go back to the holidays, man. What's this? We got this needs investigating, man. Okay, the Freedom of Information Day, which seems like, which is the birthday of James Madison. James Madison, that's the president, right?
Yep.
What, he had slaves?
Definitely.
Okay. But Freedom of Information Day, but what is the information that we're learning on this day? Like, what is the, oh, they saying freedom. Oh, that shit crazy, man. This shit is giving me a brain, like a fucking brain aneurysm right now. Like, I'm losing my fucking mind. So, Goddard Day, Gooder Day, how do you pronounce that word?
Like, Godard?
Godard Day? That sounds expensive. What's that? That might be cool.
He's the director.
Yeah, Jean-Luc Godard.
Oh, he's a director.
Mm-hmm.
Why he get the 16th? That's his birthday? Why'd he give him that day?
He beat you to it.
What movies he do?
Some French cinema.
Oh, okay. I think I might be down with it. Breathless. I think I might be down with that. Yeah, I think I might be down with that. I fuck with that. One of my favorite movies is a French film. If y'all can check it out, it's called Man Eats Dog. Top-notch cinema. For real. If you ever want to check out some real shit, yeah, Man Eats Dog. Oh, Man Bites Dog, my bad. Whatever, man. No, see, not really Man Eats Real Dog. Yeah, I think it's Man Bites Dog. My bad. I just had it wrong. Yeah, Man Bites Dog. Man Eats Dog. Yeah, I damn near got us fucking. They's about to kick the dough down in this bitch. We's about to get some dark web videos we don't supposed to see, man. God damn it. So, yeah, go back. This is fire. Fuck it, man. If niggas got, I'm just going to, oh, shit, yes. I got no selfies day. See, that's some real shit. Niggas be doing selfies on my day. Lock them up. So, National Everything You Do Is Right Day. See what I'm saying? See, now we going somewhere. Lips Appreciation Day. Yeah, I think I'm about my day. I think I'm about to hop in on this. That sounds amazing, man. Shit, man, that's kind of fire. I'm glad, see, sometimes we can talk up good shit.
Yo, you on Brain Awareness Week.
Oh, it's weeks, too. Oh! National Older Workers Employment Week. National Sleep Awareness Week. Native, see, all this shit I agree with, you know? So I ain't tripping. Brain Awareness Week. Campfire USA Birthday Week. I don't know what that mean. That's a little one. That one's weird. That cause something about it seems like KKK or something, man. Like, that's like some... Like, that's like a dog whistle. Like, they sneaking some shit in with that one. You know what I'm saying? But National Bubblegum Week. I mean, but yeah, that's the week. See, that's the 13th to the 19th. So that's a lot of people share that shit, man. I ain't trying to share my day. You feel what I'm saying? A lot of niggas' birthdays in between that time. They're like, yeah, you know, we holiday brothers. No, the fuck we ain't. My shit is the 16th and the 16th only. So yeah, we about to get, how much y'all want to bet? We getting National Danny Brown Day on this motherfucker, man. I didn't know you can do that shit, man. I did know you can be a lord. You know, it's this one site you can go register yourself as a lord and they'll send you a certificate and all that shit and you'll be like a lord in like certain areas or like a certain country and shit. And I was going to do that shit so I can put that shit on my ID. You know what I'm saying? I can change my passport shit to Lord Daniel Sewell. Because it just sounds more cooler than just Daniel Sewell. You know what I'm saying? So I do want to be a lord. So I'm going to do. So yeah, that's my, those are my goals for next year, man. First, as soon as, you know, get myself together. January 1st, becoming a lord, and I'm buying my own holiday. I got my New Year's resolutions already lined up. You get what I'm saying? So yeah, man, we're spinning wheel one more time. We're about here. That was great. Today was Wheel of Fortune, man. Sometimes I don't spin the wheel. Sometimes I abuse this motherfucker. I somehow think Jeff Bezos created COVID. Because that's all niggas did was buy Amazon shit the entire time. And this nigga knew it. He like, I'm about to drop this bad motherfucker down on these niggas, man. And then I'm going to raise the delivery prices. For real. And I'm going to collaborate with the Uber Eats. I think he collaborated with Grubhub or something. He tell you, do this, I wave your shit. Start dropping Prime Days. Man, Amazon could have helped out a lot of niggas, man. They ain't give a fuck doing that shit, man. I swear to God, man. But Jeff Bezos, I will say, man, didn't he have some creepy text messages leak or some shit?
Ooh, I don't know if I heard about that. Here, let me look it
up.
Like,
he was cheating on his wife or something, and it was like...
Oh, yeah, he cheated on his wife and went through, like, a big public divorce. And,
she got the bankroll.
Yeah, she immediately became, like, the richest woman in the world or something. Yeah,
I don't hate on Jeff Bezos, man. You know a lot of people y'all talking about, man. Bro, cuz, figured out a way, monopolized. At the end of the day, man, Amazon changed my life. And it changed all you bitches' lives, too. Why you want to talk shit? If you wanted to buy a dildo, you used to have to take your ass straight to the motherfucking real motherfucking sex store with motherfucking pornos and creeps up in that motherfucker. You walking around there looking at toys and shit. Niggas coming up in that motherfucker saying hi to you and shit. Now you can just order. That's why these bitches got arsenals of toys right now. It's because of Jeff Bezos. You ain't fucking your bitch. Jeff Bezos fucking everybody, bitch, man, if you want to be real. And, you know, but I will say, man, I bought so much mindless junk because of Amazon. That's one thing I would say. That shit kind of ruined your life a little bit, too. But I would say, yeah, shouts out to Jeff Bezos. Love y'all motherfuckers. About to get up out this motherfucker, man. Shouts out to y'all, man. Yeah, you got questions, I got answers. Send your motherfucking questions in to Danny at thedannybrownshow.com. That's Danny at thedannybrownshow.com. Also, you can leave voicemails at 512-522-9256. Love y'all motherfuckers, man. Be safe out there, man. It's Halloween. It's going to be scary, man. So you got to be good, man, when you out there trick-or-treating. Niggas still putting razor blades and apples and shit like that, man. Peace.